And this is really bad. This is like really like one of these things that you probably shouldn't say, and there's probably a better way to say it. But we used to say, kill your babies.
Hey, we need to talk.
Hey, Church Communicator, I'm your host, Zach.
And I'm your host, Kim, and you are listening to the Church Communications Podcast. Hey, we need to talk.
Hey, Church Communicator, it is time to talk. And just a few weeks ago, we had a very special episode on Super
Bowl marketing.
Yeah.
Bowl.
You're not watching this, then you're not seeing me point at Zach. So that hopefully Zach has in my back, you know, so we don't get sued or anything like that. Anyways, as we had that episode, as we were finishing up, we were talking about short form video. And we were like, hey, we should do a short form video session, a talk with Steve, because Steve is a videographer. Steve is a video expert. And so that's what we're here today to do. We're here to talk to Steve about short form video. So let's kick off. Zach, do you want to, I know you probably have some questions because you work in social media. And so short form video is so great in social media. Some questions that maybe we have for Steve.
Yeah. So Steve, I guess we'll like lean into that social media a little bit later in the sense of like, we all know short form video for social media. We've even talked about it on this podcast. Like there's been multiple opportunities there, but how can we incorporate short form video into the other areas of communication within our churches? How do you at your church incorporate that? Like, what are some different tactics you've utilized?
So, I mean, short form video is just one of the staples of big churches now. A lot of small churches are using short form video in some capacity. And yeah, you see it in a lot of areas. I mean, obviously you see it in social media. You see it in the YouTube area. And then a lot of what we use it for is actually in service to promote things and things like that. We could send it out in email marketing. It's really very effective in email marketing because that's one of those things that gets your click-through rates up because people don't want to read, but they will watch a little video.
Yeah.
So it can be used in a lot of areas. I think, you know, when I think about short-form video, I really want to lean into that short of the short-form video because one of the things that is the biggest mistake that I've seen in especially church video is that videos get too long.
Yes.
Videos are always too long. And I used to make this mistake really early on. And actually, Kim is one of the people that kind of helped cure me of this because she was kind of my producer, my person that I ran videos by. And I would send her this video that's like 3.5 minutes long. And she's like, oh, this could be a minute. You just take that out, take that out, take that out, take it. And I'm just like looking at this carefully crafted film that I've created. I mean, this thing is like Martin Scorsese.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, this is so good. And she's just like picking it apart. And I would begrudgingly like take all these things out of this video. And then I'd look at it and like, oh yeah, no, that's better.
That was yeah.
and so depressing. It's just so depressing. It's just like as a creative, you're just like, oh, you're crushing my soul. But then when you look back at it and you're like, nah, that was better. It got to the point more quickly. It was more effective. And one of the things with short form video, like you want to leave people wanting more.
Yeah.
You do not want people to be like, when is this going to be over and feel like obligated to finish it? You want them to like, oh man, I would love to see like more of that.
Right.
And sometimes I think when we hear that comment, we're like, oh, so we can make things longer. And that's not really the point of it. You want people to have anticipation for your video projects rather than just be like, let me check out. Let me go to my phone. We've all seen announcement time at church where a video comes up on screen. We have our video announcements and everything. And they're 7 minutes long. And everybody's phone comes up. And they start scrolling social media. They start playing Sudoku. Like they just kind of jump into their thing. And you know, because you have a darkened auditorium and then you see all these faces glowing from the phones in front of their face.
Yes.
So you want to keep short form video short. And we used to have this saying, and this is really bad. This is like really like one of these things that you probably shouldn't say. And there's probably a better way to say it. But we used to say, kill your babies. And when we were saying that, there's those things in that video, like I was saying, that like I thought were so good. And I spent a lot of time like crafting like this thing that was like a cool effect or whatever, or just like, you know, man, that little piece of story right there, I just loved it. And then when somebody else watched it, it was just like, that doesn't really move the story along. That doesn't really like have an effect on the whole thing. And so we said, kill your babies. Those things that you absolutely love, if they don't serve the story, if they don't serve the communication of what you're trying to get across, and it's just cool, sometimes you just got to get rid of it. And there have been so many of those things over the years where I've just been like, ah, man, I got to kill my baby. I just love this thing. But in the service of getting the video shorter and being more concise, like it's just going to be better. So yeah, short form video, it really has to stay short for it to be effective.
And Steve, like you bring up a good point. And like realistically, you're even talking about a tension that happens with on staff, because you have Kim who is getting your 3-minute long video that is your absolute baby. And now she's cutting it down. And what that does is causes tension on staff usually. But the luxury that you guys have is you guys are married and working with one another. So there's a lot of relational equity that and multiple
harder.
Ways to.
Zach, it's harder.
Oh, it's harder. Oh my gosh. Well, don't worry.
But at first it was really hard. At first it was actually really hard. I got really frustrated and I wanted to disagree a lot until I actually started seeing like, oh, you know what? I did like that part, but it just wasn't effective for the whole thing. So yeah, you do have to build up the trust and the trust in that process a lot.
Yeah. And what could take away some of that frustration point is that planning initially. So a lot of people are asking like, well, how do I know what is short? How do I know what is actually worth saying? We did a podcast back in the middle of December with Claire on smart brevity. Yeah. And this is the perfect time for you to go back, hear that and involve those principles in writing your scripts, because she talks about like saying what needs to be said according to the audience that you have without getting into all the details, saying what's essential. And this is a practical application of that. You're hearing a real life example of, hey, I came in with a whole script and I sent it, and then now it's getting cut up, where if you would have collaborated on Smart Brevity together at the very beginning, you would have had a script that would have worked there.
Hey, Church Communicator, we are heading to a city near you on our Church Communications Roadshows. These are one-day events where we are gonna hit topics like websites, social media, crisis management. We're even gonna dig into Google a bit and so many more topics. You're not gonna wanna miss this. So make sure you check out on churchcommunications.com the different locations that we will be at different months. And we look forward to seeing you all there.
Something that you mentioned, Steve, is you use short-term video in service within your email. And my question is how do they look different? Like how do they communicate differently? Like how have you guys navigated the presenting this information in two different settings, because they are very different settings? Like that same video that you're going to be showing in a room of 1,000 people is not going to always translate super well with me sitting on my couch just looking at it here. So how have you guys navigated video production in regards to different platforms?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know that in the past we've done a lot of different things because let's be honest, a lot of times in church, we don't have time to produce different things for different platforms. So we're reusing a lot of media. So you really want to then just be really smart up front of like, hey, does this work, you know, in the living room as well as it does in the big room?
Yeah.
But I would say, in emails, you can sometimes get away with more of a talking head video, because if they're going to open that email, they're going to engage in that content. A lot of times you want that to be your point person. You want that to be the person that has the recognizability, because they want to hear from that person.
Yeah.
So if you're going to do like a little more, you know, a 3-minute video to talk about an initiative at your church, your point person is going to get a lot more people to watch it than, you know, a random, you know, building manager. Say it's a building project or something like that. We're like, hey, we're going to hear from our building manager. Like, it's nice to put that person on display, but ultimately your point person is the person that people see and they're like, oh, I want to know what he's saying about this thing.
Yeah.
So you do have to really leverage those people in your organization that have that that visibility to the congregation. So I would say in email, that's one of the things that you can do maybe a little bit more. In the room is really hard because you've got from, 50 to, 5,000 people that are watching this video, and they all come from different walks of life. So you're really looking for kind of a lowest common denominator thing. Like, how do we, what is common between all of these people? And as the congregation gets bigger, that kind of becomes harder because you have like all this, all these people spread out.
Yeah. I'm going to go back again, because we just had that conversation a few weeks ago with the Super Bowl. There's this really great, and what I want to do is encourage the long form becoming the short form, right? Because so often we do have like some really great ideas, and those ideas, like, we build on top of them. So often, Steve and I have worked on videos, and maybe there's like this like comedy element, and there's all these pieces that we could add in there. I think about this video about this family, and they were going to be going on traveling, or they were going to go travel, but the gas prices were too high or whatever. And so they end up going back to their house. Well, there's all these elements that we can build into that, right? From the family, like packing up the car, to the family pulling out of the driveway, to the family going down the street, and one of the bags fell off the car. All these different elements that were really great and really creative and really fun. But then in the end, it's like, well, we need to get the point across in this video, and we need to get to the point quicker. So how do we do that with still the creative element of allowing that creative element to still be a part of it? And I think about the Tide commercial. Steve and I were just watching that Tide commercial. And it's got what's his name from all those, I don't even get
David remember. Harbour from Stranger Things.
Yes, from Stranger Things. And it's this Tide commercial. And the first thing that they did for Super Bowl is they presented the more long form video to present the idea. And so in that, they basically have him doing a bunch of stuff. And he's like, this is a Tide commercial. Like, this is basically what it is. It's because there's the guy's like under the car. And he's like, it's a Tide commercial because you have no spots. And then it goes to another place. And it's like, this is a Tide commercial. It has the guy on the horse, right? And it's like, this is a Tide commercial. But then what they started doing, they had so many ideas of like, oh, that could be a Tide commercial and that could be a Tide commercial. But instead of putting that all into like a 5-minute commercial, they did the one, they got the point across, and then they started releasing like 15-second ones where it was the guy on the horse and he's like, blah, 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 and Tide comes up and he's like, this is a Tide commercial, done. Because you already have the story, you already had the connector, and now they're just going Tide, Tide, Tide. So if we can start doing that in our churches too, right? We can go, here's the idea. Maybe on the weekend, we get a more of like a 1 to 2 minute video, but then in our social media, we're gonna have those like little snapshot moments that get them back to that. And then maybe there's people on our social media that weren't in church, they see this moment, they go, wait, what is that? I wanna know more. Well, you make sure you link the long form in there. You make sure you put that out there for them to be able to see, to connect that story. But that allows you that opportunity to use all those ideas, but to not have to put it into a 5-minute video.
Yeah, I think, in the whole conversation of short form video, I think, one, you should always, as you're deciding anything, you're like, does it need to be a video? Like, think about that for one.
That's a good point.
Like, doesn't need to be a video. Like, video, obviously, it is one of the best ways to communicate in our digital age. Like, it is the best way, like, to get people to actually go through a whole amount of information, whether it's an email or something like that. It is the best way. But, like, when it comes to services and things like that, I mean, definitely think, does it need to be a video? Because depending on how you're producing a video, you could put a lot of effort into it. And you need to make sure that there's ROI for that effort. A lot of times we're producing videos, and as you get into some of the bigger churches, you could have 2 or 3 people working on a video for a week. And then that video can show one time in a service, and then it's like done. And it's like, was all that effort worth it? And I think you need to do the work ahead of time. Like Zach was saying, planning. Like, does it need to be a video? Everybody wants a video. Like absolutely everybody wants a video. Like children's ministry wants a video. Students wants a video. Groups wants a video. Like everybody wants a video. But like as you're like looking at your marketing plans and everything, like where is the most effective way for video to be used? Because you're going to put a lot of effort into it. And you need to put a lot of effort into it if you want it to be effective. Like I said before, like lazy video ends up getting long. It's actually a lot of hard work to get things shorter and shorter.
Yeah.
One of our favorite things is when people are like, oh, it's just going to be a 2-minute video. Like that's it. It's just going to be a 2-minute video. Hey, video department, can you just produce a 2-minute video? And we're like looking at that and like, yeah, length doesn't actually determine how much effort you're going to put into something.
Yeah.
Like a lot of times for a shorter video, we have to be more strategic. We have to work harder to get the messaging like crunched down in a lot of ways. Sure, if it's a talking head video for 2 minutes, that's not a big deal. But if you're trying to get creative in a short amount of time, it really is a lot of work. And so you want to make sure that work has a lot of impact. So plan ahead, work really hard to kind of reduce your messaging, get it to be the least amount of words to communicate what you have to communicate so that people stay engaged for that period of time and then give them something very clear at the end of like, okay, yeah, now I know what to do with that. And, you know, maybe it's not a communication video. Maybe it's just to set the mood in the services. We always keep things really short. One of the things at our church is like 3 minutes is kind of our cap for story videos and things like that. Story videos can get really long because people's stories are complicated. Like when you're talking about a testimony video, like you're a lot of times you're taking a 10-year period of somebody's life and you're like trying to condense it down into a small amount of time. And a lot of times our excuse is like, man, I can't take that 10 years and make a 6-minute video. It's got to be like more than that. And that's a mistake because I think a lot of times you do lose people, even in a great story. You kind of lose people. So to do that story honor, a lot of times you do have to shorten it down and just be really intentional about how you put that story together. And I actually have another rant about that. Sometimes we try to pump out so many stories that we send out bad stories. You know, we hear a story about somebody that, you know, that tithed and then the whole story comes down to, yeah, well, I heard the sermon and I wanted to give. And so I gave. And while that is great in their life, it's awesome that that person was convicted to do that. It's not really a great story. And we are inundated so many times when we ask for stories with, you know, subpar stories. And you don't want to bore people to death or make them check out a future stories because they're like, oh, it's just another one of these. You really want those stories to have an emotional impact. And so really vetting your stories and making sure that those are emotionally impactful. And a lot of times it relates to how the person tells the story too. You have to work really hard because some people have great stories and they tell them poorly. And those are hard to watch.
Yeah. We're going to have a week on stories because I think that like we get that asked of us all the time from churches. Like, how do you capture stories? How do you find stories? Like, what stories should we be using and where should we be using them? So we're definitely going to have a podcast episode here coming up that has everything to do with like just stories and leaning into that side of things.
Hey, we need to talk.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of Hey, We Need to Talk.
If you'd like more information about Church Communications Group, just go to our website at churchcommunications.com and we'll see you on the next episode.
Hey.